This is Organ First Radio, and I'm Alan Ashton. Well, it's that time of year again when I need to search the archives for some interesting and unusual festive offerings. But guess what? There's not a carol or a Christmas song in the entire show. I figured most of us get heartedly sick of the way Christmas is all around us from late September onwards. You can't find things you want in the supermarkets because they've been discontinued or moved to another aisle in order to make way for stacks of Christmas puddings and mince pies, chocolate selection boxes, and enough nuts to keep a forest full of squirrels happy for years. But unless you think it's all bar and humbug, there is a twist to the show this month. See if you can guess what it is. Well, getting us off to a great start, here's German organist Hadi Wolf, who's taken fellow countryman Klaus Wunderlich's composition called Cornflakes and put his own slant on it. Small helping of cornflakes served up there by Hadi Wolf on Boehm Musica Digital Model 1000 and taken from a long ago deleted demonstration LP. A couple of months ago, if you were looking for a genuine cinema organ to buy, and a very rare one at that, you could have bid for the former Marshall Sykes organ on eBay. Originally installed in the Cecil Theatre Hull in 1955, it was the only cinema organ ever built by the Leeds-based firm, and contained within its 15 ranks were just a few from the Fitton and Haley organ that used to be in the town's Carlton Cinema. The Cecil eventually became a bingo hall, and the fate of the organ in that location was sealed. However, some years earlier, organist Armsby Bancroft played a concert there, and this selection of tunes is taken from the resultant cassette recording released in 1999.
Thank you.
Cherokee, Sentimental Gentleman from Georgia, and Dream a Little Dream of Me, the late Armsby Bancroft at the Cecil Theatre Hull organ. A nice selection and some really nice sounds from an organ that may one day be heard again, depending on whether it was bought for spare parts or scrap metal. At this time of the year, Phil Kelso can no doubt be found occupying the bench of the Thursford Wurlitzer, playing for the colourful Christmas extravaganzas that are staged there. But for a change, here's one of the many delightful electronic organ CDs he's made, featuring his Technics SX-FA1. Whistle Down the Wind was, as you may recall, the film starring a very young Hayley Mills, but a considerable number of years later, a stage musical based on the film found the music being provided by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Jim Steinman.
Thank you.
Phil Kelsall and Whistle Down the Wind. Talking of the elements, it must have played havoc with the sound recordists on two very famous television shows which relied so much on exterior locations in the Yorkshire Dales. The shows in question being Where the Heart Is and Last of the Summer Wine. Well, bringing back memories of those two famous shows and their equally famous theme tunes, here's Peter Haywood at the Technics GA3.
Thank you.
The theme tunes from Where the Heart Is and Last of the Summer Wine, both shows being made by Anglia TV and BBC TV respectively. Now, I have to say I'm a Granada man myself, well, ex-Granada, having had a great deal of fun working with the Granada Company in the good old days when Sidney and Cecil Bernstein held the reins. And Granada, or rather that tune, brings me neatly to the next item played by Yuri Tachibana. Granada, played by the very talented Yuri Tachibana on Roland AT90S. In years gone by, the trend was to save old American theatre organs and then build them back up to quite impressive sizes and install them in pizza parlours. Well, few of them are left now, but one that seems to have survived is still to this day situated in the Mesa, Arizona Pizza and Pipes. For quite a number of years, the organist has been Charlie Baylor, but in fact, he sent me one of his very first recordings back in 1982 when he was playing the 13-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in the Roaring Twenties Grand Rapids, Michigan venue. Now, pizza parlour organ programmes are, by necessity, quite noisy and often laden with gimmicks, but on occasions, as you're about to hear, the nicer, more theatrical side of these monsters can be very impressive. This is Charlie with that lovely ballad, The Man I Love. Man I Love, played delightfully there by Charlie Baylor. Now, with this next item, you actually get two artists for the price of one. Walsall-born Harry Farmer started out life playing cinema organs, but then along came the Hammond organ, and no doubt spurred on by what American guitarist Les Paul was doing with his multi-tracked guitars, Harry figured could be done with the Hammond organ, and so Harry became Chris Hamilton. In recent times, a new CD has been released which features the recordings that he made using both those names, but on this occasion I've settled for one that he did on his multi-tracked Hammond. It's a tune that needs no introduction. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, played by Chris Hamilton, or, to give him his proper name, Harry Farmer. If you've never heard recordings by either, then I do recommend you get a copy of the CD. Right now, I guess many of us would rather be sitting on a little balcony in Spain, perhaps enjoying a pina colada or two, and not worrying too much about the weather back in England, or America, or wherever you happen to come from. Well, the artist about to transport us there in musical terms is Russell Holmes, and to make things even more complicated, he's playing the Wurlitzer Down Under in the Karanyip Community Centre, which is near the city of Stirling in Australia. Thank you. rarely heard tune titled On a Little Balcony in Spain, played by Russell Holmes on the three-manual 26-rank Wurlitzer that started life out as a modest two-manual 8-rank job in the Regent Theatre in Perth. Without doubt, one of the most talented keyboard players in the country today is Ian Griffin. Whether accompanying cabaret artists or playing in concert, the myriad of sounds he extracts from one, two or three keyboards is but to watch a consummate artist at work and play. You can tell he loves every minute entertaining people, and so let's hear him with Technics, Sultan and Ketron keyboards having some fun with I Wanna Be Like You and Babyface. I Wanna Be Like You and Babyface. Multi-keyboards there, played by Ian Griffin. Again, and in order to add as much variety to the programme, it's time to turn back the clock to the good old days when organs rose from the dusty dark depths of cinemas up and down the country. One such famous instrument was, and still is for that matter, the huge 36-rank Christie that used to be in the Regal Marble Arch, and which I understand is now in safe hands once more and is receiving some loving attention. Reminding us of just what it sounded like, this is one of several 78s that the Great Sydney Torch made back at the Regal Marble Arch in June of 1933. The novelty tune is Cuckoo in the Nest.
Thank you.
Cuckoo in the Nest, played by Sydney Torch, and they don't play like that today, more's the pity. In fact, how often do you hear little fun items like that, and yet today's modern organs and keyboards are more than capable of doing so. Time to take another visit down under, this time to hear the lovely Wurlitzer installed in the Regent Theatre in Melbourne, an instrument which Tony Fenelon is more than familiar with, having made his first recordings on it back in 1967. And this is one of them. Tony Fenelon playing Mona Lisa and Shades of the Great Nat King Cole. Back now to electronics for the next two widely contrasting items, both in instrument and playing terms. Firstly, it's Mike Hall at the Lowry MX2 with the lively Varsity Drag, which he plays in somewhat of a theatrical style, and that'll be followed by the great Alan Haven at the JVC Victron organ with In the Still of the Night. But first, here's Mike Hall. Thank you. contrasting sounds and styles of Mike Hall with Varsity Drag and Alan Haven in The Still of the Night. Well, to end this month's musically alternative Christmas show, a journey to the city of St. Louis to hear the sound of the huge Fox Theatre Wurlitzer in the hands of the organist who for some 22 years until his death in 2008 was as much a permanent fixture as the organ itself. And if any man can play the organ, Stan can. Hallelujah and great day. Stan Kahn echoing my sentiments that each and every one of you do indeed have a great day on the 25th. Now, although there was no Christmas music as such in the show, there was, as I said at the beginning, a twist to it. Wonder how many of you spotted it? Well, all can now be revealed. Happy Christmas!
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.